It is my favorite time of year, so I thought maybe we would do this.
Happy, happy Halloween.
It's almost time, kids.
There you go.
The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horrorthon. And remember the big giveaway at 9.
That's right.
Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween. Halloween. Happy, happy Halloween.
There you go. And again, Esmeralda... getting down to the sounds of Halloween 3.
It's so good. That movie is terrible, but this song is so good.
The movie rules. Come on. That movie rules. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, that's the theme from the TV commercial, the Silver Shamrock TV commercial. It's so great. All right. Now, we have to... So that's a yearly tradition, as is this.
Trick or treat!
That was Franken. That was Fartenstein. And, of course, his buddy.
Open the coffin. Let me out.
Oh, no. Open the coffin. Let me out. You know what? I'm going to take a picture of these guys, and we can put it up on the website.
Yeah, I only have a picture of Fartula, so.
Oh, okay.
So if we can get Fartenstein.
I'll get them both.
Is it Fartenstein or Fartenstein's monster?
Well, it would be technically it would be Fartenstein's monster, but I think you know, I think it was sold as Fartenstein. By the way, for those of you who don't know what we're doing, these are plush dolls that if you squeeze their finger, they fart and then they shake. And there, I think there are three of them. There's a I don't know what the witch fart witch. I don't know what it's called, but it's Count Fartula and Fartenstein or Fartenstein's monster. So let me get a I'll get a picture of him right now. We can put it up on the website here on the Facebook page. All right, I'll send it to you, Dan. You can post it up there.
Thank you.
People can see what Fartenstein and his friend Fartula look like. So, well, that turned out pretty good. All right, and I'm going to share it to this person, and then send it. You should be getting it any minute now, Dan.
I'll look for it.
Yeah, I just texted it to you. So there you go. All right, so let's see. Hold on. Here he is again now.
Sink your teeth into that.
See? And, of course.
That one rattled my bolts.
It rattled his bolts. Because he's got bolts in his neck. I also, again, have to do my yearly shout-out to engineer here, Adam Phillips, for actually bringing Fartenstein to life. Like, he is Dr. Fartenstein. He was busted his finger when you squeeze his fingers when he's supposed to fart. And he was squeezing his finger, and it wasn't working, so he was rewired and rigged up with an extra button here. So Adam Phillips brought him back to life.
Wasn't that shocking?
See? Shocking. Because he's Fartenstein. Hold on a minute.
That garlic gets me every time.
Yeah, garlic gets him every time. All right, so that's the first visit from those doofuses. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Then people right now are going, oh, God. Thank God he's on vacation for 1 week in October so we don't have to hear farting in that song for 31 nights straight. Yeah, no weird earth. All right. Here, you want to hear about some weird holidays?
Yeah.
All right. October 4th, tomorrow, here in Chicago, it's Exorcist Day, by the way, particularly in Rosemont. National Ships and Bottles Day.
Oh.
Oh. So if you work on the little models, man, I do not have, I have shaky hands. Always have.
Yeah.
It was much worse when I drank, though. Or I should say when I wasn't drinking, it was much worse.
I have no patience for that.
Oh, you get
Do you need really long tweezers?
You gotta, yeah, I don't know how the hell they do it, man.
Nah.
Dan, you ever been fascinated by putting a chip in a bottle?
Once I found out how they did it, I was constantly fascinated by that process.
Yeah. But
after that, I gave, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fascinated, and I think the people who do it are amazing. It's an incredible talent. Not in a million years would I be able to do it. All right, October 7th is World Smile Day. Aw. So we should all smile on World Smile Day, October 7th. October 11th, Southern Food Heritage Day.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. So you can have some... You can
some what?
Grits, and you can have some biscuits and gravy.
You just completely blank. Fried chicken?
I was going to say, I mean, grits. I couldn't get grits. And I knew what I was picturing the scene in my
cousin
Vinny.
Vinny, yeah.
What would you have? You want breakfast? Lunch? And then I look in and the menu just says breakfast and lunch, no food items. That movie rules. I like grits. Do you like grits?
Yeah. Grits are good.
Let's see. October 12th is International Top Spinning Day.
Like those things you spin? Tops?
Yeah, tops. Yeah. Top, like the tamale.
Like the tamale.
Like International Top Spinning Day.
There's some bummer holidays. Is it because Halloween's at the end?
Yeah.
So it's all taken up.
October 15th is National Cake Decorating Day.
Oh, that's not bad.
Making a boxed cake recipe and applying frosting with a butter knife definitely counts.
Well, then, geez. Let's try a little harder.
Yeah. October 15th is Sweetest Day.
Ugh.
Oh, so you and V won't be celebrating that on October 15th?
I hate those dumb holidays. Yeah.
Sweetest Day is ridiculous.
Give me an oversized teddy bear. It's like, what do you want that thing for?
Yeah. And Valentine's Day. I hate them both.
No.
Sweetest Day is just so completely ridiculous. October 19th is Hagfish Day.
Okay.
These eel-shaped, slime-producing fish are fairly disgusting.
Delicious.
But they're also kind of awesome. They have four hearts. They've been around for hundreds of millions of years and can feed through their skin.
Oh, cool.
So while they might not be beautiful, the humble hagfish does deserve a little love and respect.
Gross.
October 19th, Hagfish Day.
No wonder he's lived for so long. No one wants to touch him.
Does anybody eat? Do you eat hagfish? Does anybody ever?
I wouldn't want to try.
By the way, there's a really funny scene in Masterminds, which I'm the only person in the world. Actually, my parents thought it was funny, too. It's such a stupid-ass movie, but I laughed through most of it. There's a scene in the movie where Zach Galifianakis is he's on the lam in Mexico after he steals $17 million from this armored truck company.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the lam in Mexico, and he figures he's so he goes, like, deep-sea swimming, and he tries to feed an eel.
Oh.
And this is just him with an eel hanging off of his arm. He's screaming. And there's guys with rifles trying to shoot the eel.
Oh.
It's just so stupid. That movie was so stupid. And I laughed. I laughed through the whole damn thing. Kate McKinnon is a damn national treasure. She is. She was so good this weekend on SNL. By the way, a lot of the sketches are up online if you didn't see it. Especially that the debate, the cold open they did with the debate with Alec Baldwin. It was one of the best cold opens they've done in years on SNL. Just fantastic. So, oh, okay. You ready for some more of these holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. October 28th. I'm sorry I put Fartenstein away, but October 28th is Frankenstein Day.
Oh.
Frankenstein Friday. Mm. So I put Fartenstein away. He's asleep in his hut.
He has to rest.
He and Fartula.
Very tired.
Yeah. Anyway, Frankenstein Friday. Held on the last Friday of October every year, this holiday celebrates Frankenstein's monster, its creator, and the woman who created it all, Mary Shelley.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's good. October 30th is Checklists Day. Put this one on your to-do list. Boy, this guy who wrote this is, man, he's wacky.
No, do you think he came up with these off the top of his head?
Yeah.
Or he just had them saved away?
He was waiting. He was waiting. You know, October 30th is checklist day. I've got that really smart checklist comment to do, to the to-do list.
He had it. Yeah, he had it on checklist.
He was ready to go.
Do joke.
Do you do checklists?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I do. Because it's easier because I'll forget about everything if I don't.
Yeah.
I need it written down somewhere.
I don't do checklists. I mean, when I go grocery shopping, I make a list.
Well, there you go.
But that's not...
Do you check it?
No, I don't.
Oh, then no.
No.
That's just a list.
Check. If there's no check involved...
I mean, I get, right?
I guess.
Because if you don't check it off, then what's the point?
Is that a checklist, Dan, technically?
We're learning so much about Esmeralda.
I'm just thinking
no canning and no checklist if there's no checking.
That's right.
No, because I'm thinking it would just be a list.
All right. October 30th, same day as checklist day, is create a great funeral day.
Oh, wow. I mean, it makes sense.
Much of October is spent focusing on ghouls and goblins, but this day is all about confronting the scariest thing of all, mortality. Between your apple orchard outings and haunted house trips, make sure you and your loved ones have a plan for after you shuffled off this mortal coil.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
That's real depressing.
And then it says, happy October with a question mark. This guy's nutty. Oh. He's just a nut.
I just like between apple orchards and...
Yeah. Make sure you and your family have your death planned out.
Real quick, not to be all Mr. Synergy here, but did you hear Mary Sandberg telling the story about her and Pat talking about their post? Yeah, it's pretty good. WGNRadio.com.
Okay, I will definitely check it out. Also on October 30th, that's a big day.
Well, between planning your death.
And putting that on a checklist.
Yeah.
It's Haunted Refrigerator Night.
Ooh. Okay. What? How is that even a day? The
haunted refrigerator
How
night.
How many haunted refrigerators are there?
This offbeat Hala Night. See, holiday, Hala Night.
Right.
Is about exploring the darker corners and containers in your fridge.
Oh.
After all, you've got some metaphorical skeletons lurking in there. That's basically clean your refrigerator.
I didn't know Mary Vanderbilt had her own holiday.
Yes. I knew there was one. What day is that today?
It's October 3rd. No, every day in your case.
Oh.
Mary.
Yeah, for cleaning that refrigerator?
Yeah.
Woo. After the Bears leave from yesterday?
Oh, God.
Man. That salad.
It's so funny, man. I love it when Mary comes in the morning. One, because I love Mary and she's awesome. And two, because she stands in front of the fridge up here that we use. It's a communal fridge that we all use up here. And just shakes her head. Like, looks at stuff and checks dates. I'm throwing this out!
Yeah, what's with the Arnold Palmer drink? There's like
two giant jugs. Yeah, I know, two giant
jugs. One says Judy on it, so I'm not touching it.
Don't touch it.
No.
If you know what's good for it.
Hylak will kill me.
Finally, October 31st is National Knock Knock Day.
Oh.
Says it's Halloween, and you can tell knock knock jokes.
Wait, what?
I don't know. We have to go. Hey, Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Two for Tuesday tomorrow. And Don Coscarelli, right? The director of Phantasm, he's on tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.